I had the
okay, great.
Airplane.
Perfect. Here we go. All right. So, altos, let's do... Can we look at celebration for a minute? And we're going to make sure we all know exactly what we're doing at all times. I'm going to try to read in the right clef. All right. So, altos, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start at the beginning and talk you through. We're going to do this with everybody here tonight, too. We did it last week, too, just to make sure we feel comfortable and confident. So what's the first thing you do, altos? Woo. Woo-hoo! And there's your note. Can you try it? Ready? One, two, go. Woo-hoo! Two, three, and then basses. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Woo-hoo! Two, three. And then altos. Exactly. Two, three, four, one. Uh-huh. Then this is going to be solos in this moment. And we're going to have an alto sing the solo on the second verse. So if you can send me an audition recording tonight, you can still do it. If you haven't done it already. Yes? Good. And then what's the next thing the altos do? Yes, so measure 34, you're going to sing celebration, yes? And altos, that part goes like this. Try that with me, altos. One, two, ready, go.
Celebration.
Good, and then. And then again.
Celebration.
Good, and then you're going to all sing this both times. Nope, that's wrong. That's the center part. Sorry. Here, I'm going to play it up in this octave, but if you want the lower octave, that's okay. That's your part. Listen to it again. I'm sorry. I keep missing the natural. Listen one more time. And this is like from, this is what they sing on the recording. So if you don't like the little C natural, I keep missing, blame the original artists. Listen to it one more time. So it goes, we're gonna celebrate and have a good time. Try that. Three, four, one. We're gonna celebrate and have a good time. Good. Now that is not fun to look at, but if you just listen to me and sing it back, it's a lot easier. We're gonna celebrate and have a good time. Can you do that? Three, four, go. We're gonna celebrate and have a good time. Good, altos, some of you are doing down here. That's okay with me in this moment. The octaves is fine as long as it's a party. Okay? You got that?
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Is it tenors and altos together?
Tenors and altos are doing that part together. Okay. Correct, but the tenors are singing the lower harmony. Yes? Yes, 38 and 39 and 40 and 41. Correct. Very good. And then you turn the page, and the second time through, all the altos will do in this octave, it's time. Okay, it will sound like this. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? And then, everyone around. And in those two measures, again, any octave that feels comfortable to you is totally fine. Exactly. Okay, you with me so far, altos? Cool. Yes.
So, getting back to measure 36, that's a solo, right? That's
correct.
We have a celebration. And then I had written that on measure 41st,
Right, that's something I changed.
So tenors and altos do it right away.
At measure 40, altos will sing it both times. All altos will sing it both times, the higher part.
Perfect.
Yes. Very good. Okay, thank you. I changed that, by the way, because the tenors splitting, there's fewer tenors, and when they split, it was harder to hear them.
Oh, okay.
So I had all the I'm having all the altos sing it and all the tenors sing it. So that's why. Okay, good. And then, woohoo! A measure 50. 49 into 50 is your next entrance. Woohoo! Everybody see that on page 2?
Yep.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. And then the bass is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh, and then the bass is wait, and then you're gonna sing Celebration, go. You got it? And then bass is whatever it is, and then thank you. And then bass is, and then we repeat, and it's a solo. Got that?
Yep.
Good. Thank you. And then we do the same, mostly the same thing again, except. So now I repeated to page 1 in the middle, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 1 through 2, 3. And then in 34, you're going to do your celebration again. And then the soloist will go. And you do celebration. Now both times the altos sing here. Now, when we get to the top of page 2, the second time, all the altos will sing It's Time to Come Together. Mm-hmm. Got it? The second time. The first time was the tenors. The second time is the altos. Okay? That is as written on the top of the page at 42. So, altos, you're going to do... That's right. Try that with me. 3, 4, 1, 2. It's time to come together. Good. It's up to you. What's your pleasure, everyone around the world? Come on. That's right. And then you sing woohoo, 1, 2, go. Woo-hoo. 2, 3, and then basses. And then 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, woo.
Woo-hoo.
Uh-huh. And then basses. And then so. Very good. And then the basses do their, and then you, and then basses, and then the bass part goes, sorry, that's right, so the bass part, I'm at measure 64 now, goes like this, and this is just going to be basses, and you relax for a little while. Then they do that again. Here's measure 68. 2, 3. Okay, and you're coming in with celebration. 2, 3. You. You write it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and the next thing that comes in is woohoo. 4, 1, 2, go!
Woo-hoo.
2, 3, 4, yeah, I'm just hearing the band in my brain, which you'll hear when you get to the last week, but right now you're just watching for a cue. I'll go like this.
Woo-hoo.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, celebrate good times, go!
Celebrate good times, come on!
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, number 2. Two, three, four. We're counting the number of times we do this. And 3.
Celebrate the times. Come on.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and go.
There's
number 4.
Celebrate the times. Come on.
2, 3, 4, 1. Here's number 5. And go.
Celebrate the times. Come on.
You're letting the basses and the sopranos go. One more time. 3, 4, go. Okay, 6 times at the end of Celebrate Good Times, Come On. Good. And I can count on the altos to have as much attitude on time number 6 as we have on time number 1. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Terrific. Question?
Up on the top of page 2, measure 42.
Yes.
At the end of that line, which one of those staffs are we actually reading, the altos?
They are identical, except for the last little note that comes
up.
Oh, yes. So just pick whichever octave you like of that note.
Okay.
Yeah, it sort of depends on what octave you're starting in. The thing that jumps around in this score is what octave we're in. So you can go like this. So you can go, everyone around the world, come on. And you can go, everyone around the world, come on. And kick up if you want to. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't pick the high octave and then go up an octave, or you'll be a soprano. Yeah. But otherwise, you can go up an octave if you feel like you have it and it's fun, as long as it's a party. Yeah? Good? Does that make sense? Very nice. Next, moving on. We did Storm is Passing Over. Can we do Now Let Us Sing for a minute? Good, yeah, let's try it. Here we go. 3 and 4 and go. Keep the pulse. Repeat on page 8 takes us all the way back to page 6, the third measure. Okay? So we get to that page 8. We jump all the way back. This is not clearly written in your music, but you're going to go back to measure 3 of the whole song. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody with me so far?
Yes.
Great. Lovely. Do, 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 do. I think D-O means do. People have sung this before. You said do, right? Sometimes people write D-O-O, sometimes they write D-O, but I'm pretty sure we're going to say do. Okay, so then you go back to page 6, the third measure, and go from there. 3 and 4 and go. Pause. Do you see what it says on the top? Oh, sorry, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Got that wrong. Do you see where it says last time to coda?
Yeah. Yes.
We are going to do the original repeat in here, though. So we're going to sing. Go to measure 3 one more time. I'll show you what we're going to do. This is pretend we got to page 8, and then we jump back to measure 3. Okay, here we go. 3, 4, and go. So where it says last time to coda, you turn ahead to page 9. And if you're an avid music reader, the word coda right here is it's on the top of page 9. It's a little bit unclear because of where we wrote last time to coda, but the point is measure 36 is sort of where you go to. So you're already holding an E flat altos. And you see that E flat in measure 36?
Yeah.
It's the same note. And then the basses are going to go, and you go, nope. So there's a repeat there just for two measures. Sing to the power of the, 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 sing to the power of the. And you see, repeat until Q, which is a fist. One of these, okay? So we're going to loop that one a lot of times. I'll tell you exactly how many before the concert, but I won't know until then with the band, okay? So can you do measure 37? Here, one and two and go. Now go on. Wait for the fists to tell you when to go on. So there's one more of these, of those, after the fist, right? So the fist means we're going to go on from the repeat. And after we go on from the repeat, it happens one more time. It measures 41 and 42. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Cool. Because the tenors and basses have to do something different. That's why. Yours is the same, but the rest of the chorale has something a little different. Cool. Try measure. So 37 and 38 will only repeat once. They'll be sung twice. They will repeat once. Try to be clear with my terminology there. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, it means sing it one more time. Just walk us through it again.
Okay, measure 37. Ready? Yeah. Watch, here's 37. You will sing 37 and 38 a total of two times. Always, from now until the concert. The one that will repeat many times is 39 and 40. Okay? Here we go. 37 and go. 37. 39. This a lot. Keep going, and you're watching me for when we're going to go on. Going on, here's 41. Stop. And there, that thing that happens in measure 43 says GP period with measures of rest. That means grand pause, not grandpa's, but grand pause, which means everything stops. There will be no sound in the room, and then we're going to say Lord, which is this note for you, altos. Right, and these will be like slower with me, so I'll go, Lord, come down, Lord, come down, out of the basses. Good, so we'll practice that tonight with the chorale, just to make sure that everybody knows how that will work. The one thing that you need to watch for is at measure 40. How many times can I repeat? This means you're moving on, and when you move on, you do it one more time.
Okay. So there's only one verse?
I think so. Are there typically more?
Well,
oh!
There are two there, so...
Yeah, there's two words listed. I'm going to have to consult. Thank you, Katie.
Okay.
If we do a second verse, we would do the same thing that we just did again.
Okay.
So don't worry. I'll explain that tonight, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll consult some recordings. Yes?
I'd like just to clarify about the fist.
Yes.
When the fist goes up,
yep.
We go to measure 41?
Correct. Yeah. When the fist goes up, you're going to finish the time that you are on and then go to measure 41. And for the altos, measure 41 happens to be the same as measure 39. For some other parts, it is not, so that's why this might be confusing for you. But for the altos, it happens to be the same. Okay?
Yep.
Good. Katie, I think there will be two verses.
Okay.
It's written there for some reason. So, but I'll talk about that tonight. You have the basic building blocks you need. Does that make sense, altos?
Yes.
Cool. Let's do, can we do some, a promise I will keep before I push it too far to the end? So if you take a look, please, at page 4. This is the one that is separate and looks like this. Page 4. In case you missed it while you're getting this out, these are separate because they're published. And so Nick, nor we, nor I have permission to photocopy this song. So we purchased copies from the publisher. When you publish music, you give up the rights to it, essentially. So we have to do what Hal Leonard Corporation tells us. So we have these. So altos, can you start with, let me get my key here. This is a promise. Measure 16. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and go.
This is a promise.
And?
I will believe.
And one.
This is a promise. I will believe.
And one. Nice job, altos, because we're doing so well with the melody, I'm going to be picky with you for a second. Is that okay? Okay, heard a couple yeses, so we're going to go with it. The final cutoffs on each of these things need to be pretty precise. So it needs to be like this. This is a promise. And the S sound of promise goes right on beat 3. And now the S sound of the word this is coming a little bit sooner, but that's sort of stylistic. So it's going to be like this. This is a promise I will keep. So the final consonants go right on the rest that follows them when there is one. Otherwise, usually they'll go right up against the next note. The word this is an exception. It comes a little sooner. Could you try that
with
me?
Do you mind having more of an S on this?
Let me see. Let me see. Let me see what happens if we have 70 people do that. Or at least those of you who are here. Can we try this? Is a promise? 1, 2, 3, and go.
This is a promise.
Yeah, good. So that's the one. And S's in particular are tricky because if like two people do it, it really cuts through. Can you try with me one more time? 2, 3, and go.
This is a promise.
That one's different. This is a promise. Do you see how that one's a little bit longer? Just to mess you up. That's good. Okay, so what I don't like about the first S on this, and we should do this with the whole chorale so we're not like double doing it, because everybody does the same thing. What I don't like about the first S is it's too long right now. So let's keep that one tentative. Yes?
What if we put the S more with sizz?
Like yes. That's the other option, right? This is a promise, or this is a promise. We might experiment with that, a little lab in rehearsal tonight. That's good. But that's good. The very last one, this is a promise. Sorry. I will keep. Yeah. As much sound as you got would be great at the end. Good. The notes are great, Altos. Do you feel okay?
Yeah.
Can we do the next one?
Page.
8, thank you. New key now. That's what we're going for. Here we go. Measure 51. 2, 3, and go. Same rhythm. Sound at the end of that, keep, and then no more sound over beat 3. Yeah, that's nice. Good. Next. Okay, you know this one. Measure 86. 2, 3, and go. One is longer. The last promise is longer than the others. Can you say, I will keep, and then we're going to go on to the next section, and if I am. So 1, 2, 3, and go. I will. 1, 2, go. Thank you. Good for you. Keep going. One, two. Yeah, good. Yeah, so altos. This is the part, it's up quite high. So we're going to do our best to sing up quite high. But on the word turn, altos, I think we're going to let the sopranos do the divisions and let the altos take the low notes or the stems down notes every time. Okay, together is what I want to try. Now, if you're an alto who might someday be a soprano, and you want to sit like near the sopranos and try out soprano two in these moments, feel free. But the alto part has got to be the lower one here, even though there are many more of us than the others, I think. Katie, how do we record this? Do you remember?
Nick did it. So.
Nick, oh, that's right. Okay, fine. So we'll do the lower one. That's right. So here's By Every River. Take a listen. I'm going to go slower. I think we should sing the lower one, alto. So this recording here, if you're a religious practice with your recording person, because I just don't want you to, I don't want you to be stressed out with the tuning of it. So we're going to try the lower one. If somebody happens to sing the middle one, you're a soprano for a minute. It's okay. If you practice with your recording, that's how you learn and that's what you do. It's going to be fine. It's going to be a little different from the people around you, okay? So here, listen, this is the alto part again. And we'll put this up, recording up online if you want to hear it. Page 17, measure 128. And here's the alto part that we're going to do. Nope. One more time. Try that with me, altos. This is the most complicated part of this, then it goes back to being pretty simple. Try By Every River. One, two, three, one, two. Do one more time, altos, and then you're good, pretty much, on the rest. Two, three, one, two. Nice job. That'll be, you'll be helpful leaders tonight when we work on this. Very nice. Okay, we're going to keep motoring. Are you doing okay? Can we do some Before My Ashes Flow to the Sea, page 10? Nobody else has thought of anything that will keep them up at night, right? Yet?
Not having anything to do with
the work. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, let me get my right key. So your entrance is at measure 53. That's your part. Ready? One, two, three, four, and go. Two, three. F goes right on the next downbeat. That's nice. I'm playing this loudly on the piano for you, and it's very clunky. The goal here is going to be long lines and long phrases, but I want to make sure you have the notes first. Make sense, altos?
Yeah.
Great. Can you do that one more time? The one thing I want to note for you is measure 61. If you're not a super experienced music reader, or even if you are, when we read ledger lines, which is those things that go below or above the staff, sometimes we can get fooled. So most of the time you start on this note. Like that, but measure 61 starts one half step lower. Okay, so try one more time from measure 53. One, two, three, four, and go. And basses go on. Very nice. And then you come in at measure 69, something you've done before. Three, four, and go. Two, three. Nice job. Can we connect the word flow to the word to? Before my ashes flow to the sea. Those long notes need to have like a little life and energy to them, which will get the message across. Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you try that once, altos? Just measure 69, we'll do it, but we'll do it every time. Here we go. Three, four, and go. Two, three, to the sea. Sorry, if I play the right note, it would help. That's right. Very nice. A little crescendo, a little build. Nice. And good. Do that one more time. And you have a little break before you say, I will sing this time, which is different from the last couple times. Three, four, and go. Two, three. Three, four, one, two, three. Hold on. Wait, wait. Wait, wait. So it goes, before my ashes flow, two, three, to the sea, two, three, four, one, two, three. Sorry. Right, so you're jumping off the sopranos. Say the word dance.
Dance.
Good. Dance is one of the most important words in a lot of music, and it's just really gross to sing in the English language.
Dance.
So we're not going to go an, which is not a good vowel to sing. Can you say dance?
Dance.
Ah, like in the word apple almost. So not dance, which sounds, I don't know, very European. Can you say ah like an apple? Dance. Dance, and if you're like me from upstate New York, that sort of eh vowel comes out sometimes. Yep. Or my friends in Wisconsin where I went to graduate school. So we don't want dance with the sky. Dance with the sky. Okay, dance when you're on the same note, that's right. So, but the thing is, we have to hold that A vowel for the whole duration of the note. At the very last minute, you're going to go, dance with the sky. So you're going to go, I will dance with the sky. Good, just listen first. One, two, I will dance. Listen first. Thank you. You're going to hear one, two, me. I will dance with the sky. Hear how long A is? Just listen one more time. I know we want to sing. I will dance with the sky. What happens sometimes is we close early and it sounds like this. I just want you to hear it once. I will dance with the sky. Or I will dance with the sky. I will dance with the sky. Really long time. Yes?
Like math.
Like math. That's a good way to think of it. Katie.
Okay, there are lots of skies that are only two beats.
Not yes!
Longer, and we're just holding on forever.
Thank you. This is important. So where the word sky is two beats, which is many of them, most of them, is there only one that's not?
I'm trying to remember. I think there's only one that's not.
Okay, like, I almost think that's a typo. Just the one that is. So why don't we just make them all short? So okay. If you want to write this in measure 80, you can make it a little shorter. So when we say sky, we're only going to hold it for two beats. That'll be easier to remember.
Yes.
We'll have more success. I will dance with the sky. Off. That's because we need the sopranos to be heard. Okay? Make sense?
Yep.
Waters is a little bit longer, but we can get softer at that moment, I think. Yes, question.
that we are actually saying the long terms at that point.
Right. I see. So
really get the,
yeah. Yeah, no, exactly, no. So we do want to line up. Some of this is written in a way that makes it a little tricky. Your job is always going to be when you start to line up with the sopranos. Don't worry about lining up with the sopranos when you end. So if I'll give you a couple examples. If you look at, like, page 12, your word I will dance in measure 74 comes after the word sky. Okay, but it looks very close. It looks like they're almost lined up. But it's after the word sky. But it is at the same time as the syllable ters of waters. Okay? I will sing with the I will sing. I will sing. So it lines up with T-E-R-S, but it is after the word sky when you enter. That make sense, altos?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sing soprano, you sing alto. Can you go from, this is going to be the bottom of page 11. I'm going to start with, I will sing. And you come in with, I will sing. I worked at Harvard a number of years ago, and they wrote this beautiful piece. Randall Thompson, do you know the composer Randall Thompson?
Yeah.
Wrote this beautiful piece called Alleluia, where the only word in it is Alleluia. For the Harvard choruses to sing at the opening of Tanglewood. Way back in the day, in the 40s. And the composer, Randall Thompson, finished the piece 45 minutes before the performance. And the choir director at Harvard, the story is that he got the piece and he said, well, at least we don't have to worry about the words. So just Alleluia over and over again. Altos, here, at least you don't have to worry about the notes. It's the same thing over and over again. Right? We're just worried about the rhythm at this moment. So that's your note, and you focus on the rhythm. So I'm going to start with soprano, the bottom of page 11. Bottom of 11, second to last measure, with me on soprano. Ready? My turn. I will sing with the waters. I will dance with the sky. I will sing with the waters. I will dance with the sky. Sorry. Sing with the waters. I will dance with the sky. I will sing with the waters. I will dance with the sky.
Good.
That's right. That's the right idea. Do you hear how that lines up? And I, you may notice, I was tapping really strongly the beat, so you hear it on the recording. This is one of those moments like the duck. You remember the duck? The duck is floating on the surface of the water, and it's beautiful and graceful and really lovely. And under the surface of the water, it's going like this. So your brain is this. One, two, three, and four, and one, and two, and three. I will sing with the waters. That's your brain. And we're going to go, I will sing with the waters. Just really smoothly on top. But your brain is going one, and two, and three, and four. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you feel okay about that?
Yes.
Great. Question.
Technically, on measure 80, do we actually sing I between wah and ters of the sopranos?
No. So that's misaligned. So it's always the rhythm should always be the same every time. Yeah. So it doesn't always line up in a beautiful vertical picture in your music, but it should be at the same time as ters, just like the others, where I happens. Does everybody see that? It's just the music software. Sometimes it looks totally aligned, and sometimes it looks slightly askew. The rhythm is the same every time in each of those moments. Yeah, that's a little tricky. That's great. That's lovely. That section is the second trickiest for lining things up in this song. The other one, you're singing the melody, so we have to line up to you, not you have to line up to us. Can you start so we can hear that at measure 91, the bottom of page 13? New key. Ready? Three, four, and go. Again, which means everything stops, and then we'll go on and hold it for a long time. Up. One, two, three, breathe. Forever, just to give you a sense for it. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Fermata. Okay, so we need to stagger breathe at the end, yes? You take breaths. And by the way, when you have this melody that never stops, you also need to stagger breathe. You can breathe. There is music where there is music. There is life for everywhere there is life. If you can make that whole phrase in one breath, fine. But I don't want you to stress about it and cut off notes in an aggressive way. So what I heard a lot of people doing was, there is life for everywhere there is. Do you hear what I just did? I tried to make life short and breathe, and it was stressful for me. And when we stress our body, we sound like, which is the opposite of the sound that we want to have in this song. So it's like flowing water. It's like flowing air. There. So I would rather have you do this. There is life for everywhere. Music, or whatever the word is. Life, okay? Leave out some notes and be like, ah, oh, peace. Much more than, there is life for everywhere, which sounds stressed. Do you hear the difference?
Yes.
Good. Now, if you can make it all in one breath, that's totally fine. Question.
How strong do you want the ending sounds in music and life?
Yeah. The ending sounds in this, stylistically, not too aggressive, but I do want them to be there. So it will depend a little bit when we get in the space. But this one, like, for everywhere there is life, there is music, is going to knock us out of the mood. Do you get what I'm saying? But also if you say life, that's a different word. Okay? So life is fine, and then I'll just have to gauge it when we get in the space. So I might say more text or more final consonants in this song, like as we get closer. Great question. Make sense?
Yes.
Can we fit in one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out. Can you look at page 17 for a minute? I think many of us know this, but I think the other ones are largely, most of this music is in pretty good shape. Do you feel okay at this point, altos?
Yeah.
This is great because most sectionals, we come in and there's some stress. You don't seem that stressed out, which is great. That's how I want it to be. So just keep putting the pieces together in rehearsal. So altos, measure 9 when you start. Here's our key. This says altos only. I took instruction off of the one video of this that I found. I think there are multiples. And so just know that at least for the next couple weeks, like whether somebody sings with you at the beginning or not is something that we may play with. But you're going to do just what's written here. Okay? But it might not be just you the first time through. It might add somebody else. We'll see. Okay? Try it with me. 1, 2, ready, go. Good. So rhythm, I stopped playing your part with you because I want you to count the rhythm in the context of the... of the piece. And one of the things that happens in, this is a South African song, yes. One of the things that happens in South African music or in a lot of other music that doesn't come directly from like American pop music is the rhythmic content moves and shifts beats and we have to be aware of it. So can you sing it with me one more time without hearing it? Here's In the World. I'm going to play like what the band is going to play. 2, ready, go.
In the world.
We do that thing a lot. We'll figure out exactly where we are as we put this together with some other parts. Can you flip ahead for a minute? You keep doing that. That's what you're doing, right? The whole time. Page 19. That's what you do. Up to page 20. At page 20, we are not going to... See, it says repeat to measure 17. On page 20, it says repeat to measure 17. We're not going to do that. So you can cross that out right now. That I know for sure. So, but altos, it doesn't matter for you because you do literally the exact same thing over and over again. I mean, it matters. You got to know what you're doing, but it doesn't change notes and stuff. Yeah. So, I can explain that later, but it's pedagogical. Nick told me in an email last year, he said, I never taught anybody more than 25 minutes in any concert I've ever done of music. I never taught anybody more than 25 minutes of music in any concert. That's what he said. And what he meant, ooh, bunnies. They're jumping. Very cute. Sorry, I'm clearly distracted. What he meant was the parts that altos sing. Yeah, it's very cute. Hopefully it's not a fight. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. So what Nick meant was that thing, in the world we are carrying our burden. It's what? 15 seconds of music. Okay? And you repeat it many times. Okay? So the idea, there's the concept here with a lot of these pieces, to that point, is a lot of it repeats. And the reason we do that is because then it gives you the freedom and flexibility to express something, to share something emotional, because you're not stressed out about the 10 different ways you have to sing this part. And so when it comes together for the audience, it feels like different things. That's the idea. Yeah. So anyway, we're almost out of time. We are out of time. Can I do one more thing with you before we go?
Yeah.
Can you look at page 21? Good, try this with me. Measure 65. 1, 2, ready, go. Then altos, you're gonna sing "We Shall Overcome" with the tenors. Good. Watch this fake out though. We shall same note overcome. So many of us know. We shall overcome. In this version for the chords, we shall overcome. Good. Flip ahead to "O Deep in My Heart," page 23.
Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome.
Right, thank you. So, altos, you get the melody for just a minute, and we get power hungry. So you're going to go, I do believe, and here's your part.
That we shall overcome someday.
The tenors take the melody away at the very end. Good. Everybody, thank you for your hard work. We made a lot of good progress tonight. We'll see you in a few minutes. Good work. Well done.